This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What was it? Probably 6 years ago, Lance Armstrong, right around this time, he got stripped of seven of his Tour de France medals, all of his Tour de France medals. And I remember thinking at the time, this is what's going to be happening to the Democrat Party, to Barack Obama. The same metaphorical thing. He's considered a god. I'm talking about Barack Obama. And at some point in the future, they're going to look back on him. They're going to look back on Hillary Clinton. They're going to look back on the crooked FBI. The nature of Democrats are going to strip them of all their medals. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Thanks for being a part of what we do each and every day, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. KJRadio.com is how to reach us. 844-551-8255. The Democrats are showing themselves true colors. It's so fun to watch because we've been taking it in the shorts for so long that we've forgotten how to win. And Donald Trump has ushered back this winner's mentality. I'm glad to tell you, I've never had a loser's mentality. I don't care what the situation is. I feel like I can bail myself out of it. I can figure out a way. Sometimes it takes the help of other people. But generally speaking, you know what it takes? It takes my steadfast commitment, my steadfast belief in myself that I can get this done. And that's what I do. And I've tried to instill that not only in my sons, but in people around me. I have people with this, woe is me, I'm not sure. And I go, what are you talking about? You are strong. You can get this done. Just do it. I have a friend. She's a sound person at Fox when I used to go do hits on Fox. And she was, you know, having some financial issues. And she's telling me, yeah, I'm taking care of my mom, this, that, and the other. And, you know, I'm kind of just getting a basic overview of her. Yeah, you know, I'm doing this and I have this habit and I'm putting this into my hobby. And I go, why are you doing all that when you're not able to pay the bills? Well, Kevin, I mean, and she's giving me excuses. And I go, look, it's a very simple thing. You either like living in this chaotic situation you have, or you're going to start at some point to just address it and say, I want to take care of things and I want to do it the right way so I can, all that grief that's heaped on your shoulders goes away. And it took about, I don't know, 15 minutes of, you know, they were micing me up and all that. And we're friends. I mean, I've done literally hundreds of hits with them. So, you know, and I was in the green room when we were having this discussion. And at the end of the day, she says, you know what, you're right. And I'm happy to say she's finally doing it. But it generally speaking, it really is that simple. Somebody's saying, okay, enough is enough. Well, the Democrats have been, to say that they've lived in this crazy world where right is wrong and wrong is right for so long, it is really an understatement. I mean, look at all the things we have currently brewing. They have a caravan that's headed our way. And it started with 160 people. They say it's up to 10,000. They expect us to do nothing. What happens with the next caravan? And the next one, and the next one. See, we're finally at a point where we say, no, we're stopping it. Pressure on Mexico, pressure on Honduras, pressure on Guatemala, whomever. We're stopping it. The Democrats see this as, this will be what puts them over the edge. No, it won't. This is what's going to piss off American citizens and say, enough is enough. Here's one. Got some tweets for you. I think are kind of interesting. 24 hours has passed. This is from Pink About It. And this has been longer since then. But 24 hours has passed without a single tweet or request for an investigation by Democrats after a victim came forward with a story about Cory Booker assaulting him. Weird. It's almost like believe all victims was just a political stunt. Yeah. See, Pink About It gets it. That's all that these are, political stunts. When I believe her. Says who? Since when in our nature do we, I don't care whether it's gender-based, I don't care whether it's age-based, you tell me, I always believe the children. What kind of nonsense is that? I always believe black people. What? Really? I always believe old people. I always believe women, children. What? I don't always believe anybody. I don't care who you are. If there's an accuser, there's the accused. I want to hear all the stories. And then I want to see if there's witnesses. Then I want to go look for video evidence. I'm not believing it. It's a publicity stunt. It's a publicity stunt to, for the Democrats should be screaming. We are not going to let these people come into our borders, and they don't get it. They want them here. They think it will disrupt the election. They love Antifa. Do you know that the Portland mayor, they had people in Antifa wrecking people's cars, doing damage, disrupting traffic flow, etc. And he says, I stand with these clowns. Scott Adams said this. He tweeted this. The anti-Trump press is laying the groundwork for voter suppression to be the Russian collusion of the midwork of the midterm elections. What makes them so concerned about an unexpected loss that the polls do not predict? So he's seeing a trend. This is the guy that did Dilbert. He's seeing a trend that they're already talking about voter suppression because they're anticipating a loss. And what they're anticipating is actually their inability to cheat. That's the real anticipation. They aren't going to have enough places where they can cheat to flip this election. I've gone through it. I've talked about this election cycle for quite some time and explained to you guys that the Republicans are going to win it. CNN did a CYA move. I talked about it last hour where, you know, they were talking about how the Republicans could possibly win. Well, they don't just possibly win. They're going to win. And CNN doesn't want to look like the guys who said, oh, no, it's going to be the flip of the house. Scott Adams is right. Donald Trump said it. Jobs, not mobs. We'll play that clip here in a bit. John Fund, he talks about the advantage. He says, Wall Street Journal poll. Dem advantage has vanished in House districts that matter most. In districts rated as most competitive, the parties are dead even on which one should control Congress. In last month's poll, Democrats led by 13 points among registered voters and 6 points among likely voters. In a month, that 13-point and 6-point advantage has dried up. What do you think is going to happen over the next 2 or 3 weeks? I'm just asking. Yeah. Got an update coming on campaigning by the Democrats. I erroneously said Barack Obama hasn't been campaigning, but I stand corrected. My producers have corrected me on this, and that's fine. That's what their job is. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's up, everybody? I told you guys I have to correct myself. My producers found out that I made a mistake. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. What do you got? What, are you smiling because I admitted to making a mistake? Are you smiling because you're gloating that you found out that I'd said the wrong thing? What are you smiling about? Does it really look? Don't even bother. I don't even care. Enjoy. Yeah, I made a mistake. So I've been talking about Democrats and who's going to be their Pied Piper. Show me the person who is going to carry the banner of the Democratic Party. I mean, this is the party of the crooked FBI. This is the party of an administration that tried to thwart an election. They're blaming Russians. They tried to thwart an election. This is the party that has everybody in control of the investigation that was supposed to bring down Trump, and now they have the report ready and they won't release it until after the midterms. These people are incredible. The party of scoundrels. The Clinton Foundation under investigation. Hillary and Bill Clinton are going on tour starting November the 18th after the midterms. Good luck with that tour. And then there are optimists that believe this is going to go into 2019. Just see what happens in Vegas in 2018, November of 2018. Let's see how many people fill that 5,200-seat theater. It's $70 a ticket. Not even, that's chump change for what the Clintons used to get to speak. We haven't heard Barack Obama's speaking fees in a while, have we? He was setting records for speaking fees. Haven't heard about that, have you? I'll get to him in just a second. Anyway, I said there's no Pied Piper for the Democrats. Who do they want? Do they want Luis Gutierrez to campaign? Who do they want to campaign on behalf of the Democrats? Do you want Nancy Pelosi? Do you want Chuck Schumer? Do you want to bring Harry Reid out of retirement? What about John Kerry? Susan Rice? Loretta Lynch? Eric Holder? He's a presidential candidate. Kamala Harris, presidential candidate. Cory Booker, presidential candidate. I could go on. Lots of these presidential candidates, nobody really wants them. But now I said nobody was campaigning with them, and I never should have. You shouldn't speak in absolutes. You should never speak in absolutes. So I said nobody wants them. Democrats are campaigning, apparently, according to my producers. Biden, whom I mentioned before, he's campaigning. Campaigned in Nevada, they call it Nevada. Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama are campaigning. Yeah. Former President Obama rally in Nevada. That's what the heading of the article was. Former President Obama headlines a Las Vegas rally for Democratic candidates in Nevada, including Jackie Rosen, who is running against incumbent Senator Dean Heller. Now, President Trump campaigned on behalf of Dean Heller in Nevada. Good for him. But I don't want to focus on that for a second. Trump can bring, he can bring the pain, man. This dude comes in, thousands of people. I don't know the details of the Obama rally. I don't. Anybody know? Was it attended by thousands? You know, women throwing their panties at him? What? I doubt it. Men throwing their underwear at him? That's more likely, right? Anyway, his last appearance. I want to talk about Barack Obama, because I said if he were the guy who I put all this faith in as a Democrat, where is he? Back, they were talking about Barack Obama coming out, this was in September, and okay, he's ready to campaign, because it was in the home stretch. End of September, all of the month of October, end of the November, you know, up until November the 6th, you would think this guy was going to just be going. Donald Trump has been a machine. There is no way you could put every one of those Democrats together. They could all go out on separate little campaign stumps, and they would, all of them combined, would not make one Donald Trump rally. Think I'm lying. Somebody, do the math. Go do the math. John Kerry, how many people could he pull? Hillary Clinton, how many people can, Hillary Clinton couldn't get 100 people in a 5,000 congregation black church. And this was with the help of black pastor, of the pastor. I mean, at some point, I mean, if they had just said, look, we're going to serve a little chicken in the back, you could get a few more people. There were more Secret Service and support personnel for Hillary Clinton at her rally. And I'm not lying. And by the way, that was true in multiple rallies. But they told us those rallies didn't matter. Remember? They're not saying that anymore. So you could add all those clowns up together. Not even close. His last appearance, as I mentioned, September 21st in Philly, a bit of a hiatus given that between September the 21st and October 22nd was the date of this Nevada rally. He had done nothing. Barack Obama came out, I mean, you want to talk about a lazy Negro, came out on the 21st of September, said, hey, we're going to get out there and do some work. Everybody go do some stuff. Okay, let's all go. And then he took a month off. It was like he got the job and said, hey, can I use my vacation now? Immediately. Well, it's rather unusual, Barack, that people would start work and want to take up all their vacation time right away. But I guess. So he started his job and went right to vacation. I can only bet he was using that time to figure out how to stay out of prison. Because this dude is in some trouble. I know you don't believe me. People, Kevin, when's it going to happen? Carl, he still writes to me occasionally. Carl wants to know, when's it going to happen? Carl, it's on its way, bro. It's on its way. Wait till Mueller releases his report. Look, the Democrats are all going over this report. What do you think Barack Obama's been doing? He's been colluding with Mueller. And that whole team, what do you think Hillary's doing? They're colluding with Mueller, trying to figure out how to keep their butts out of prison. Anyway, this article is from June, okay? This is from June. I'm about to read. The most high-profile member of the Democratic Party is expected to hit the campaign trail for House, Senate, and gubernatorial candidates running in the midterm elections while getting guidance from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, according to three sources with direct knowledge. Now, this was in June, and they said, they go, the timeline is fluid, but the former president is expected to start making an impact in September, according to two sources familiar with his team's plan. So he did. They were right. In June, early June, they predicted Trump, Obama would come out. September 21st, he burst out of the gate. I'm Barack Obama. I'm here to save the Democratic Party. So he comes out. They said, one source close to Obama said his team has not decided when the former president will start campaigning or what district he will focus on. Well, we answered that question. September 21st, boom, out of the block. September 22nd, boom, on vacation. Now, a month later, 3 weeks plus into October, Barack Obama comes out again, and he's here to save the day. Really? That's the dude, the most high-profile guy. Let me tell you what that means, people. Nobody wanted this clown. Nobody. Him, Bernie Sanders, and Joe Biden, that's the team. I want you to think about that. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
On Tuesday, President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Bolton said Trump would meet with Putin next month and also talked about Russian hacking into our elections.
What the meddling did create was distrust and animosity within the United States,
and particularly made it almost impossible for 2 years for the United States and Russia to make progress diplomatically.
The search for a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl whose parents were killed last week in the family's home expanded to as many as 2,000 volunteers Tuesday. Former Detective Mark Furman joined Fox News to discuss this case.
You're looking for additional evidence and possibilities of the fleeing of the suspects with the teenager or a recovery effort to find the teenager who is no longer alive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who are you supporting? Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And why?
Because I feel we need security first.
Yeah. Amen.
Open borders? No.
Yeah. 500% increase in refugees.
She's going to have to raise taxes.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to pay for it. We're going to give them free housing. Yeah. We're going to give them food. And Obama going to make sure they have a phone. Yeah. So what I want to say also is I am off the plantation. I'm not on the plantation anymore. My grandmother told me years ago, I'm 77. My grandmother was 65 years older than me. And I asked her as a kid, I said, why are you a Republican? Because I used to sit by the radio and listen to the radio and listen to Eva Roosevelt. I mean, I was a kid, but, you know, I heard him talk.
You remember
him.
Roosevelt?
Yes.
You
old. But I remember as a kid, you know, hearing him talk. And she eventually explained to me why she was a Republican.
Yeah.
She said it was the Democrats that was doing the lynching. She said it was the Democrats that was the Ku Klux Klan. But, you know, it didn't register to me until all of this came about.
Yeah.
So I just want to say I am officially a Republican now. And I don't think I'll ever go back because I'm going to vote for the person who I feel for my family and for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. A gentleman called me, and he asked me about a recording that we played, audio clip, of a black dude who was explaining the black codes and sort of the system, you know, how, you know, Democrats, they enslaved us, Republicans freed us, and Democrats created laws that would put us back on the plantation or put us in prison, in jail. And that prison industrial complex continues to this day. And he explained all that. Maybe I'll play it again in another show just so people get it. But he asked me, Kevin, who is this guy? I said, I don't know. I don't know who that guy is. He was a guy, believe it or not, Occupy Democrats use that as an advertisement to be a Democrat. They are so stupid, they don't realize he's talking about Democrats when he's saying that. That's where we got it. It was from Occupy Democrats. I can at least give you that. But I don't know the guy's name. He's one of these unnamed, unknown black guys out there who understands history and who is explaining it and breaking it down, and you don't know who he is, and there's a reason for that. Nobody wants you to. The same reason they don't want you to know me. I mean, I'll be blunt. And I, you know, you guys know me. I keep it real. I don't profess to be the best radio guy on the planet. I don't know. That's a subjective thing. Some people like this, my style. Some people don't. I think Limbaugh is amazing. I think all the people doing radio are amazing in their own way. But I'll put it to you this way. I think this show is one of the most amazing radio shows ever produced. Not because of our production value and things like that, but because of the way that we synthesize, the way that we make people think about issues. I would put us up against the best. I told people before, I love competing against Limbaugh in the markets where I do. Eventually, if Rush Limbaugh takes a commercial, has a different break, you know, different person doing the show, something, you come over and take a listen to me, and we're saying something interesting at the right time, you'll stay and continue listening. And I know that happens because I've got many people that have done it. So I'm happy to compete against those guys. There's a reason why he's who he is and I'm who I am. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to figure it out. But I know this. I have no problem competing against Limbaugh. If we went head-to-head, toe-to-toe, when we were in a panel discussion or whatever, I promise you I'm going to be as interesting, if not more, than Rush Limbaugh, particularly when it comes to this particular subject of blacks and voting and patterns and things like that. Limbaugh's got a lot of knowledge, and I take nothing from him. But I concede nothing to him either. So there are guys like that guy, the guy who gave that whole spiel on how the Democrats have essentially created a market for black men to be in prison and to be stupid, and I could go on, to abandon their families and what have you. They've created a market for this, and he laid it out. He should be a voice that you know. You should know his name. I should know his name. He should be as big as any of the names I just mentioned, including myself, but I don't know him, and you don't know him, and we may never know who he is. He's going to be a local guy, upset, who understands his history, but there are a lot of people out there like that. Since Donald Trump took office, median income is $61,372, highest in a decade. Wages rising at a faster rate than in a decade. Hispanic median income over $50,000, highest ever. Paychecks rose by 3.3% last year, more than in a decade. 3.9 million people were taken off the food stamp rolls. So, I know, let's impeach him. You know, we'd have that Russian collusion thing, and he's confirming all these radical justices and these radical, federal judges and district judges and what have you. He's, you know, making a mess of foreign policy, right? He's got Iran, their economy is screaming. Please help us, Europe. Donald Trump has trade, our so-called partners, he's got them in balance. He's got China working with us. He's got Russia on tilt. I could go on. And they want to impeach him. They want the House back. I just gave you the statistics. Tell me something that the Democrats are going to hang. Oh, those were Obama's statistics. Okay, then why did Obama say we couldn't bring back manufacturing jobs, and Trump has brought back 375,000 manufacturing jobs in less than 2 years when Obama lost 19,000 in his last year? Somebody explain it to me. How do you credit Barack Obama for this economy? And then you wonder why his approval numbers are where they are? Trump's approval numbers before the November elections have jumped to a level higher than Barack Obama's ahead of the 2010 midterms. This is an NBC Wall Street Journal poll. This isn't a biased poll leaning towards Democrats. NBC and the Wall Street Journal are leftists. I know Wall Street Journal, you don't think they are, but they are. The poll found Trump's approval rating at its highest level for that poll yet at 47%. That's telling you a lot. Obama's approval rating was 45% around the same time in 2010. They took the numbers from both of these polls. But it gets more interesting, folks. Obama's approval rating was reaching a record low in October of 2010, just before his party lost a significant number of seats in the House and Senate. Let me give you those numbers. They lost 6 seats in the Senate. They lost 63 seats in the House. They lost 6 governorships, making the governors 29 to 21 on behalf of the Republicans. That's where we were in 2010. Now, they say Trump is historically unpopular among the general U.S. population, but he consistently ranks high with the Republican support. Recent polls have him about a 90% approval among Republicans. They see this midterm as a referendum on the current president. Well, let me give you some bad news for the left. Think about it. Barack Obama in 2010 was trending down. He reached the lowest level of his popularity during the midterms in 2010, and the Democrats got crushed. Donald Trump has reached the highest level, even though it's only 2 points higher than Obama. I want you to consider the trend lines. One guy was at 60-something percent approval, and it dropped down to 45. The other guy was at 38% approval, and he's up to 47. His trend line's up, the other one's down. How would you like to go into the midterms? For those of you who are questioning yourselves and wondering, what's going to happen, Kev? I just don't know. Huh? I've gone through it earlier, so if you want to, you know, hear it, go to kjradio.com, and you can find out what I said about the midterms. You already know. So you got these trend lines. Then look at what was happening. Barack Obama had lost almost 5 million jobs in the same period that Donald Trump has created 4 million jobs. I just gave you the other statistics. It's rising. People are exuberant going into the holidays with Trump, getting money back, higher paychecks, most unemployment of women, blacks, Latinos, and on, highest median income. What can you say? That's the trend line. Now, you tell me why in your wildest dreams you would believe that we're going to be trending downward in the midterms. Oh, is it that Russian collusion thing that has you scared? Or is it the Kavanaugh thing that's got you scared? Or is it that Kanye thing that's got you scared? Tell me what it is what you're so fearful about. Because if I were a Democrat right now and I was looking at this polling, I would just be shaking my head going, God, I don't know what else we can do. We've got Claire McCaskill on video talking about cheating. Kyrsten Sinema saying she hates America. I could go on, but I got to stop.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Former Vice President John did like a candidate last night as he received a 2018 Freedom Award for supporting civil rights.
So don't tell me we have to accept where we are. Don't tell me things won't change. Don't tell me that we can't restore hope in this country.
The former Democratic senator joins a list of honorees that includes Nelson Mandela, Bernice King, and John Lewis. We spoke with Biden at the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis about a range of issues, including the dispute over voting in Georgia's election.
In Georgia, a group of senior citizens loaded up a bus to vote early. They were told to get off that bus. Do you believe that voter suppression is underway?
Absolutely. Somewhere in the order of 77 in the last couple of years, pieces of legislation been introduced in state legislatures to restrict the right to vote. We should have automatic registration. There is no evidence of all the studies done of widespread voter fraud, of that being a central problem in American electoral process. It's just not true.
In Georgia, it's reported more than 53,000 voter registration applications are on hold.
That's right. And 70% of those are African Americans. Surprise, surprise.
So do you believe there's an effort underway
absolutely,
to suppress the minority vote?
Positively, without question.
You've been out on the road a lot campaigning for Democrats. I know you've said our democracy is under assault. What's at stake here?
I think our basic American values are at stake. Decency, honor, giving hate no safe harbor, telling the truth, understanding there's something bigger than you. And it really is under assault. And it is one of those things that I think that only a minority of the American people share his view about that is so dismissive of the basic American mores. You know, I mean, look what the world has seen lately. They see Charlottesville and what he says. They see him embracing these dictators around the world attacking our allies. They see in a situation where he talks about he has a policy of literally ripping children from their parents at the border, for God's sake. I mean, it's not who we are.
As we walk past the Lorraine Motel where Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968, Biden says a lot has changed since then, and he remains optimistic about the future of America.
I was asked by a reporter, well, if he changed, would you be supportive? Absolutely. Absolutely. But stop this phony populism, which is about, I have a problem, it's because of that immigrant or that black guy. Or stop this naked nationalism, which instead of making us number one, is making us last.
Just wanted you to get a feel for what the other side says. That was Vice President Joe Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden, a man who will never be president, but is the front runner for the Democrats. And he says, hey, there's voter suppression. There's no voter fraud, but there's voter suppression. He can give you some anecdotal, oh, yeah, it's just surprising they're holding up these votes from blacks. Let me tell you why they're holding up these votes from blacks. It's very simple. The people who are registering black folks are registering them erroneously. That's why they're held up. It has nothing to do with the color. It has to do with the types of things like what Barack Obama used to do when he was a community organizer. That's how Barack Obama became a member of the House of Representatives. He did phony voter registration drives for a congressman, a lady. Then he decided to challenge her. And when he challenged her on her phony voter registration numbers, made her look like the crook. He became the House and got into the House of Representatives. Then when he wanted to be a senator, he unsealed the records of Jack Ryan. I think his name was John or Jack Ryan. Got his divorce records unsealed. It made it look like it was a seedy thing. He said, she said, between a husband and wife fighting over kids and a bunch of other stuff. Barack Obama took advantage of it, became a junior senator, and then became president on the lie that he's the foreign guy that is going to bring, you know, civility to America, and he's the smartest guy in the room, and, you know, here's where I was born, here's my grades, I'm brilliant, you should just trust me. And when they did, and they got their butts kicked. That's the very thing that Biden's talking about. But he says, we've gone away, folks, from basic American values, values of decency, values of honor, giving racism no safe harbor, telling the truth. Those are Biden's words. And let me tell you why they resonate so well with me, because what Biden is telling you is exactly what the Democrats didn't do. They have no decency. They have no honor. They are the most racist people on the planet, and they will lie to your face. He just told you all about their party. He talked about Trump doesn't have the basic American mores. And what does he bring up? Charlottesville. What's that got to do with Donald Trump? He says Donald Trump embraces dictators. Really? So what did Hillary Clinton do? What did Barack Obama do? They flew around the world talking to dictators. Chavez. The Castro brothers. Putin. Medvedev. I mean, who else? Tell me what Donald Trump is doing that's any different than any other president, other than saying, I'm not going to ignore the world because you say, oh, well, Putin killed some reporter. Okay, what's that got to do with me? I have bigger issues. That's between the KGB, the CIA, and a bunch of other people. We have to deal with people because Putin and Russia is a country in the world, and we have to understand them. It's all to believe the Democrats, it's like Trump has to say, okay, I'm going to take an isolationist view, only deal with America, and not deal with potentially bad players. The situation going on right now with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia killed a journalist who had been bad-mouthing them. I bet you there's every country in the world's done it. I bet you. Maybe not as gruesome. I don't know the details. But they've all done it. They've tried to oppress the press. They've oppressed individuals in the country. They have sanctioned. It's a nice, cute little word called sanctioned other people to be killed. The president, I don't think there's been a single president that hasn't sanctioned for somebody to be killed. But we act as if, oh, my goodness, look at what these Saudis did. They did something bad. But guess what? Donald Trump still has to deal with them on the world stage. Every country. They've all got their dirt. And then he says, ripping children from their parents for God's sake, as if he believes in a God. It's funny to listen to these guys. They think this is going to work. They think Charlottesville is going to make Trump a racist. The man who honored Jack Johnson posthumously. The man who got three black kids freed from China, who probably shouldn't have been. Who freed a black woman who'd been in prison for 20-something years for being a drug mule. She's not making it. She made a mistake. He frees her. Makes a black woman a general in the Marine Corps. Makes another one, I don't know, she's another big deal. I mean, Donald Trump has literally looked at black folks and said, I'm going to take special interest in you and make sure that the word of your history and your contribution to America gets out. He did something else. I keep forgetting what it is. It was more recent. It's the most recent of the things that he's done for blacks. And I can't recall what it is. And whether it's working with the HBCUs, whether it's the fact that blacks are more employed than they've ever been, the fact that more blacks are off of unemployment, welfare than under Obama, and I could go on, all good things. And wait till the next term where some of these policies that are being implemented really start to impact the inner cities, and these black kids are getting good paying jobs, parents are getting good jobs, and he starts bringing back families back together. Phony populism, phony nationalism, naked nationalism is what he called it. And he says, what Donald Trump is doing, folks, is making us last. Oh, it's making us last, all right. We will linger throughout history because of the Trump term, the Trump era. We are now back to being America. Just saw a report that says America is now the number one economy in terms of potential. We hadn't been it for over a decade. Lost it during the time of, not during the time of Obama, before that. Obama couldn't get it back. But guess what? Donald Trump's been able to bring that back. Go somewhere in the world now. I know the media is going to tell you, oh, people don't like Trump, people don't like America. Go somewhere in the world now as compared to traveling when 8 years of Obama and see the difference. I was in Paris when Trump got elected, not when he got elected, but during his term, first 2 years. And I thought, okay, it's going to be this negative thing because everybody's talking about Macron, Emmanuel Macron. Taxi drivers are like, man, Uber drivers, man, Macron sucks. We like Donald Trump. It's like, whoa, that's not what the world's telling you. That's not what we're hearing. Walked up to a few, Frenchmen. What do you guys think about Donald Trump? Well, I don't know much, but I like him. I think he's good for America. He seems like he's, they're giving me the, okay, great. Good to hear. Don't believe the hype, folks. These guys are jealous because we made the right decision. And everything that we talked about, everything that we predicted with Donald Trump is coming true. And Biden's got to be a naysayer because what else has he got?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.